USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Will it be a midnight train to Georgia, or a bus, or an Uber, as a Fulton County judge suggested? Rudy Giuliani expected to testify in person on Wednesday before a grand jury in Atlanta as an investigation into interference with the 2020 election in the Peach State continues. Now the former New York mayor and personal attorney to former President Trump could face criminal charges. His lawyers were informed that he was an investigation target. A federal judge ruled that South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham must also testify this month. The news comes as the Justice Department wants to keep the affidavit that triggered the search on Mar-a-Lago sealed. It says that it would affect the ongoing criminal investigation. Also, the affidavit has matters of national security involved. Several news organizations seeking to unseal the document. A federal judge in Florida allowed the warrant to be released publicly on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.